This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Tampa Bay's Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network on this November 26th. And I thought we had a wild show on Ferg's 30th anniversary, but we've got Michigan and Ohio State. So bear with us. It'll be loud. They're all going to be proud, and it's going to be a party down here for the next 3 hours. And it was last night with Florida State. I'm Mike Rickard alongside baseball Ben Botham, and, of course, Big O, Oscar Garner III. I'm glad he came instead of the golf show. You can throw a little of your Michigan State and Penn State game input.
I couldn't miss this weekend for the world. Absolutely had to come down here and violate Michigan on the air.
Well, violate them? They're going to pound you. They pound you in the ground. How can you violate them?
Hey, whoa. We're like 9 of the last 14, so we've got our edge right now.
That's the pass, my friend. Just like I don't talk about my Hawkeyes, that's the pass. They both blow, and
I don't mind talking about your Hawkeyes a little bit, Mike. They might have just gotten beat by Nebraska, who if I recall correctly, my Georgia Southern Eagles beat, forcing them to fire their head coach. So does that
is a fact.
And does that make my Georgia Southern Eagles maybe a smidge bit better than your Hawkeyes over there?
You could look at it that way.
He makes good points.
I might look at it that very way. Many
teams are better than my Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm not here to defend them. Anyway, we got it. We got a crazy show. It's like a box of chocolates. It's a lot of variety today, a lot of different topics. And, of course, you got watch parties. Auburn, Alabama. Right now it's Michigan, Ohio State. Last night it was Florida State with the Seminoles coming away with a victory. You take a look at all the games, and Ben will go over them in a minute. A lot of the old rivalries, and used to have Michigan State, Michigan, I believe, on this date, and that got moved. And with all the transition, unfortunately, a lot of these games will be going the way of the Dodo Bird, folks. All right, so we're going to talk a little World Cup or soccer. I know you're not a soccer guy. I'm not really a soccer fan, but I'm a fan of the red, white, and blue.
It's football.
It's soccer.
Or is it soccer?
It's soccer.
Have you seen the commercials?
As long as it's nil-nil. For USA versus England, we can call it soccer here. Right. When they start beating us, then they can call it whatever they want.
Well,
but this is USA today.
If we had to play them again, they'd probably beat us like a drum. But it was a great win. It wasn't a win, but it was for the U.S. team. And this place was absolutely jam-packed. We're going to talk to our World Soccer Report expert, the youngster, Buster DeLay. He'll chime in. Rick Berkey, he's the voice of Davenport University in our Triton time. They came down and played basketball against Eckerd College yesterday. And I know he's the voice of Davenport University, but I'm happy to say that the Tritons came back and they won. I think the score was 77-70. And then Mark Donahue, he's the president of the Tampa Sports Club. He's going to walk down and talk a little. We've got a golf tournament coming up. Talk about some of the events they've had recently. Michael Lortz, we've had him on many times. He'll come down and kick around with you guys. You've always enjoyed those top conversations. We'll talk to Jake Perper, Sunbash Basketball, in our body armor segment. Check out Santa Claus. It's a festive time. Driving right behind us, we got a beat up truck.
Is that street
legal,
Mike?
It's a special time of the year, man. It's a special time.
You need to come down to my place. You want to see something special? I'm throwing a little party.
I do not want to see you in a Santa hat. No thanks.
Well, it's tough. You're going to see, I've got an outlandish jacket. Mac dresses up like an elf. His brother is a Santa. And if you're a Grinch like Kenny and these other people around me these days, I will convert you.
I'm all for it. I started listening to Mariah Carey on November 1st. I'm all for the Christmas spirit. I just don't want
to. That makes me happy, son. I'm so proud of you. Did you have a good time with your pops?
He had a great time down here, man. He's
got to see you in this year.
He almost shed a tear when I dropped him off at the airport a couple hours ago.
Yeah, well, that's how it. Saying goodbye is always tough to family, you know. That's just, and he's only got two sons. By the way, how's your brother doing?
He's good. He's good. He's up at MSU right now watching this game with as much hate in his heart as me.
Hey, and I tell you what, the Axeman's on my list. He's been bugging me forever. I love Alex Reed, but you've met Alex, his right hand man.
The guy's been out of town. He's been out of.
But he wanted to be on and talk World Cup soccer. And he was blowing my phone up.
You would have Skyped in if you had him.
No, last night at 10:45. I did one more reach out. That boo is not for us, folks. Maybe later in the show, that boo is for the Ohio State Buckeyes.
No, that's for Blue walking out right now, actually.
Well, that you're going to hear a lot of that.
Deserved.
We're at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, where it's a party today. And I think it was Kenny that said there might be fist fights. And that's not outlandish.
I can't wait, baby.
Yeah, well, you can run home. I'm in the midst of this foray. All right, my man, why don't we do our ice pick in Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, front-to-front row games of notoriety today, because it's those interstate rivalries, and some going back, you know, decades, hundreds of years in some cases, like Iowa, Nebraska. And I just like to wash that from my memory. Horrible.
Yeah, so we'll get it started here. Ohio State versus Michigan, of course, is what's going on right now, probably the biggest game of the day. Clemson versus South Carolina. We have Purdue versus Indiana, Georgia versus Georgia Tech, which should be a slaughter for Georgia Tech, Kentucky versus Louisville. We got Washington State. We got Alabama, Auburn, Oregon State, Penn State, Michigan State, and of course, Georgia Southern versus App State.
Hey, hey, if you're throwing Georgia Southern in there, Western Kentucky over Florida and meets Florida Atlantic.
You just slid that in there.
Very, no. He's
very casual. Like,
if he's gonna give his alma mater a little love, I want a little love.
You got to be able to. Well, yeah. Well, at least we beat Nebraska this year, so that's good.
Western Kentucky's pretty solid, actually, at that level. Anyway, basketball lately?
It's Alabama beat Oregon. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Right now, NCAA college basketball, I don't know why they want to compete with football right now. But it's great on a Thanksgiving weekend.
See, UNC played both sports last night.
Iowa State beat North Carolina.
They took two L's last night. That was tough.
Iowa beat Clemson.
My Wolfpack handling business.
In football? Yeah. Do you remember the beginning of the season? This clown gets on and we're talking about college football. And I said, all right, Alex, come on, Big O, you guys, let's make Final Four playoff picks.
NC State, let them in.
He takes the Wolf Pack.
Let them in.
I thought, are you out of your freaking mind?
I believe the ACC is still alive, I believe.
Yeah, well, they're so far. They were so far. They barely finished in the top 25. If they, in fact, did.
If they did, I don't think. Well, with this win, they might.
But that was one of those games. North Carolina had everything to win.
Yeah,
it was kind of like the Hawkeyes.
Yeah,
and then NC State. Of course, it's an interstate rivalry. These games that you know, decades, generations
have been decided by like a handful of points or a penalty or something like that. I mean, this weekend has been crazy, and we're hoping to see. Similar beef right here.
Basketball and football. Did you see the Wisconsin and Kansas basketball game?
Was that last night?
No, that was two nights ago.
Nothing says
box out. How'd that guy get a Sports Connection hat?
We're global. I don't know.
Where
did he get that?
that might have been a, while I was upstairs, theft. Well, he's branding it.
Hey, tell him to walk all the way up and down.
Yeah, he's going to be our, what do you call it, sandwich boards. Yeah, tell him we're on the air, buddy.
The sign spinners.
Yeah, we are, we're broadcasting live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. It's going to be tough to keep our attention span today with everything that's going on. Let's thank our affiliates on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Of course, our flagship, Big Ed on the controls today up there at WTAN 106.1 FM and AM 1340. That's Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa. WZHR FM 104.3 FM and AM 1350. That's Zephyr Hills. And WZHR 102.3 FM, AM 1400. Covering all on Tampa Bay and streaming on Tantalk1340.com and RadioSt.Pete.com. And we've got some news coming around the corner here to launch 2023. A couple more affiliates be in the northern portion of the state. So we'll be broadening our coverage.
They'll be able to hear us up in the panhandle, Mike?
In the Panhandle, baby. Absolutely.
Hey,
you might have to make a road trip up there and check it out for me.
Hey, they were living it up there last night, FSU versus UF in the 45-38 victory for FSU.
Can you imagine what it was like up there? Barry Smith, you guys have all met Barry.
Oh, yeah.
He threw a huge tailgate party last night before the game.
On camp?
Before the game.
Okay.
And John Daly showed up. John Daly showed up at his, I got to get him on next week to talk about it. JD showed up at his tailgate party dressed in Florida State Seminole stuff. He doesn't go anywhere without Arkansas Razorback.
Right.
The day I met him, I think I told you up there at Clearwater Country Club, here's how he's attired. It was during like March Madness. He's got on basketball shorts,
right?
Razorbacks. Yep. He's got like a pullover. You know, coaching deal, like I wear all the time, Razorbacks.
Probably got the cap, too.
The only thing he didn't have was the cap.
Really?
He was capless, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
He's been growing it all out, right?
Yeah. Well, Santa Claus, he can play Santa Claus, obviously. But then he walked out to his cart. Of course, the bag, the cart, everything, all Razorbacks. So that might have been a lot of fun last night up there. One other little tidbit I wanted. Oh, high school scores from last night. High school playoff football is alive and well. And it's brought to you by Body Armor. Last night, Jesuit, the Tigers, reigning state champions. I love the Largo Packers. We had Coach Marcus Pascal down here and his Packers kids, and they fought hard. They had a lot of injuries, but the perennial power that Jesuit Tigers are, it was very impressive. The final score was 31-0. But at halftime, it was 3-0. And unfortunately, the Packers undermanned, and they had 7 players go out in one game. And that must have been a hard-hitting game. And that's gonna hurt any team. I don't care what kind of depth they have.
Yeah, well, it looks like we just had an injury on the field right here for the Ohio State-Michigan game. One of their own players looks like they ran into another guy and took out his legs and limping off the field. So
you hate to see friendly fire. Worst type of injuries on the field.
Hey, Michigan fans, I'm sure, are happy about that.
We're going to have to possibly pull Davis into the conversation today.
That's a classic Michigan fan, being mad, being happy somebody else gets hurt and rooting for your demise in any way possible.
All right, keep on a little positive. Don't throw your, your Spartan.
I will say this. I am pulling for Michigan in today's game. That is my pick for today. I think Michigan's going to come out and beat Ohio State on their own.
It's in Columbus. It's not happening.
Come on. Michigan's looking awfully good this year. 2-11-0 teams. I think Michigan, this is the year that they get it done. They beat the 7.5-point spread. So I think they're going to get it done today. And all these Ohio State fans are going to go home very, very sad.
Hey, I said we may have to get Big Ed Davis on. He's comical. We were talking about soccer. He sends me a text on Skype. It's kickball. That's a classic. I tell you what, kickball. It's a great audience, though. All right. As I said, we will talk to. Oh, and then in the second hour, a couple other things I want to talk about. The college basketball this early in the season, a yay or nay of having these marquee matchups?
Well, I mean, we got to do the invitationals are kind of like a season setter, right? And the invitationals don't get any pull in them if you don't bring in the bigger names. You know, you got the Maui Gym, which is always, I love that invitational. It's always,
I'd love to be at it.
Well, wouldn't we all with our Tommy Bahamas on? But those marquee matchups are like a signature that's the opening of college basketball season. And like my dad, who's really not a big fan of college basketball, college football, all we did sit around and watch college basketball all weekend. Some guys are just more into that this time of the year.
I did that as well. All right, now let's give him respect. And we're going to talk the world of soccer with Buster DeLay. He is our resident expert. I'm sure he was pleased with the way the U.S. played yesterday against England and probably a little shocked as well as the rest of the world. How are you, Buster?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing great. If I can't hear you, I'm in the midst of a tailgate party down here between Ohio State and Michigan. So I know you're watching every game intently, and this is your favorite event in the soccer world. So far, your opinions of what's taken place to date in the matches that the U.S. has played.
So in the two matches the U.S. has played, the first one was disappointing. Second one, obviously, a lot better, getting a draw against one of the favorites to win the whole thing, England. So it still sets up an interesting final game because we have to win against Iran. We can't lose or draw. Even if we draw, we're still gone from the tournament. So we have to. We would have liked to get a win yesterday against England. I think we deserved a win, but it's still a really, really big point to pick up against England. Kind of proves ourselves too, because I don't know if everyone was taking us as seriously as they should have going into it. So,
explain this to me. I'm sitting with two young guys. I think you may have met one of them. We don't follow soccer, you know, no disrespect to the soccer community, but we have to have 5 points to advance, correct? And how many do we have now? Do you get a point for a draw?
Yes. Well, it's not necessarily 5 points. Just whoever, so there's four teams in a group, and the two teams in that group of four that have the most points at the end of the three games go advance. So yes, we have 2 points right now because we drew Wales, we drew England, and we sit in third with Iran, the team we play next, sitting in second with 3 points. So if we can overtake them by getting 3 points for a win, we'll move on.
Now, Iran took care of Wales, is that right?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so if we advance through that, and what are our chances against Iran, in your opinion?
They could really shock us. I think we're going to have to be fully switched on. I think our attack has to be more clinical, way, way, way more clinical, because I think if we don't take chances early on, I think Iran will come back and punish us, and I think if we don't score pretty quick and solidify a grip on the game, I think Iran could beat us. So I think it could go either way, just depending on how strong we are.
Well, the old God Bless America, U.S. pride needs to kick in. It's the world of freedom against the Iranians and even their own team. Did you see what they did? They did not sing the national anthem, which God bless them, because of the oppression of females and a recent murder of one of them. And I hate to be them if they lose and then have to go home. They should all probably apply for asylum. And I mean that from a serious perspective. That was pretty ballsy, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I think it's 100% justified what they did, though. So. I was talking about that with someone today. I don't want Iran to go out. Like from a moral and political standpoint, I want Iran to advance, but I also want the USA to advance. So it's I'm glad they took that stand and didn't sing the anthem.
All right, now let's deal with reality. It's a great story. U.S. has a very, very young team. But for the most part, this is everybody's first World Cup. As you see it, and you follow it all year long, you have Buster DeLay's World Soccer Report. Who do you see being the eventual World Cup champions? And I believe it was Italy's the reigning champ. Is that correct?
France.
And who do you see winning the 2022?
From what I've seen so far, I think England have a really good shot. I think France have a good shot of making it back to back, and I think Spain. Oh my God, their opening match against Costa Rica was just stupendous. I mean, 7 goals, like 81% possession or something. Like 500-600 more passes completed than Costa Rica. I think they could go far. I would like Argentina to go far. I think they have the capability to, but with their loss to Saudi Arabia, which I think is the biggest upset in this tournament, if not possibly one of the biggest upsets ever in the World Cup, that means they have to win against Mexico today. Otherwise, or they can draw. I think they can draw, but they can't lose against Mexico. Otherwise, they go out. But I think if they do get through this group, they can get past the turmoil and go far. Brazil as well. I forgot about Brazil. They're very strong. They're capable. And, yeah, France, Brazil, Spain, Argentina, all those big nations, I think, all have a really good shot.
What do you think about Qatar and hosting your opinion? You think so far things have gone relatively smoothly? I've heard a lot of, and that hasn't anything to do with the Qatar, but I've heard a lot about the referees not being consistent.
Oh, the referees are never consistent. I mean, there's with the VAR as well. I mean, take the Portugal game against Ghana, I believe it was. I mean, questionable penalty on Ronaldo. Probably it could be argued either way, but people are not happy with the refereeing, but they're trying to be more consistent. Some games you see it. I mean, USA England yesterday, he got a little bit more involved as the game went on with consistency, but really wasn't dishing out too many cards for either team in the first half, which I guess you could argue is consistency, but still. With the whole Qatar situation, they're already eliminated from the World Cup. I mean, two losses in a row. They can't, even with the last game, they can't go through. So I guess there can't be a question of bias now because they already got eliminated. So
exactly. Well, my friend, I appreciate you taking time. I think we're going to try and squeeze you in every Saturday to get updates if that works in your schedule, because in our world, we certainly need a soccer expert, and there's no better than you in the greater Tampa Bay area. How do people listen to or go to your reports and your analysis?
Yep, you're going to want to head over to Spotify, check out The World Soccer Report. Search that up on the search bar in Spotify. You can find exclusive interviews that I talk to a lot of players in the Tampa Bay area and beyond. And you can find my reports as well. There's going to be a little break until the next season of the Rowdies because I kind of run seasons like that. But I'll still try to put out content. I have saved up interviews, all that. You can still find a bunch of stuff there. And there's, I think, over 40 episodes as well of archive shows there that you can check out on Spotify. You can also listen on Radio St. Pete Online.
Well, he's Buster DeLay, 16 years young, and he's an absolute plethora of soccer information. We appreciate you joining us, young man, and I'll talk to you soon.
It was a pleasure to be on. Thank you, Mike.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to we'll have a little conversation with Rick Berkey at Davenport University. He is on the call for Eckerd College and Davenport University yesterday. And then we'll talk to Mark Donahue, who's in the house with the Tampa Sports Club of the Sports Club of Tampa Bay, and he's watching a little Ohio State and Michigan. It's a crazy party down here. We'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Raiders
quarter
Network.
Is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters, the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
To the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, where we've got the Ohio State-Michigan watch party, and it is a absolute jam-packed environment down here. If you like energy, like excitement, come on down all day long, 105 television strong. And if there's a game you want to watch, all the in-state rivalry games, we'll find a television for you to get you nestled in front of one of them. Great conversation, World Cup, 16-year-old phenom. I mean, you got to admit, the amount of information that young man delivers, there's no hesitation, no ums, no uhs. And he's not reading, fellas. He sat right here in front of me before, and it's just right here at 16. He's borderline a savant. Of course, that was brought to you by Body Armor. Now let's dive into a conversation brought to you by Sea Dogs and, of course, Ice Pick. His name is Rick Berkey. He is the play-by-play voice of the Davenport University football and basketball. And he's in town for the call last night, as Eckert won 77-70, and they stay in town and play Tampa. How are you, Rick?
Hey, great to be with you, Mike. I was tempted to come down to Ferg's and join you here, but, you know, I'm from Michigan, so the beach was calling. So otherwise, I'd be down there because it sounds like you got a good thing going down there.
Well, you're from Michigan, and we've got the Michigan and Ohio State watch party. And right now, they're not real happy. It's 7-0 Ohio State, but always a heck of a contest. And I'm sure, are you a Michigan State or a Michigan guy?
I'm an MSU guy, so I'm okay with that score right now.
Let's go, a man of my own heart.
A young man sitting across from me is a Michigan State business school graduate, and so you two could talk Sparty all day long.
Absolutely. Nice to meet you, sir. Oscar Garner III.
Ditto, man. Go green.
Go white.
All right. So let's talk about Davenport University. I don't know a lot about it, obviously. Division II school?
Yeah, I went to Division II 5 years ago after an NIIA stint, and didn't even have a football program, Mike, until 8 years ago. And they started, interesting, their first year, they had the football program. They didn't play any games. All they did was practice. I mean, you talk about guys who really love the game, going out there and sweating and doing preseason and practicing every day, knowing you're not going to get the reward of playing on Saturday. That was something. But they played NIIA for a few years, and then they got permission to make the jump into Division II for football and all sports, for that matter. And it wasn't that big a jump for the basketball team, because they were one of the better NAIA programs already. But going from NAIA football is another story. And to make matters worse, they went into the GLIAC, the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is the premier Division II football conference in the nation. They've got Grand Valley State and Ferris State. You know, both those teams have won national titles, and they're ranked right now 1 and 4, I believe, respectively, in the playoffs. So they took some knocks, but this year made it especially interesting, that because last year Davenport only went 3-8, and this year they turned it all around, went 8-3. And actually made the playoffs in Division II. So a lot of excitement in the program. The basketball team in town, as you mentioned, played Eckerd last night. Good game early on, early third quarter. I mean, actually early second half. It was a two-point game, but then Eckerd went on an 18-4 run and ended up winning it by 7, 77-70. Davenport will play Tampa today at Eckerd at 5 p.m.
You know, one of the things that that team probably didn't mind was a nice trip down to Eckerd. Was that the first time you've been on that campus?
Actually, it was not. I worked for years on the East-West Shrine Game Network, you know, with Joe Bordeaux and your folks on Radio St. Pete. And so I had a chance to be over there and see that camp. I'd heard about it, and it is gorgeous. It's not really large, as you know, Mike, but it's so well laid out, and everything just seems in the right place, and of course with being on the bay adds that extra element of beauty.
Well, they have their own beach. I'm sure those youngsters from Michigan were pretty impressed with seeing they have their own beach right there on campus, especially this time of year when Oscar's over here nodding his head. I'm from Iowa, so I know the feeling, but nice little holiday trip for the basketball team.
It is. You mentioned that, Mike, with, you know, each school likes to say, well, we have our own fill in the blank. Not too many schools can say we have our own beach.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, just to bring it back a little bit, you mentioned the GLIAC. That's a phrase I haven't heard for a couple of years. I actually spent a year at Central Michigan, and we had a couple guys who were, I knew the football players. I played a little bit of a club hoops, and I knew the guys on the basketball team. And we had a couple guys who got called up from a Ferris State who came to, not called up, but transferred over, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to shout out that talent up there. It's not something that's really known too widely.
Now, you know that that's a strong D2 program then, you know? I mean, the whole league is, and it's especially in football.
Hey, Rick, I got a question. Is Grand Valley State, is that where Brian Kelly got his start?
It absolutely was. He won a couple national titles there before he headed over to Central Michigan, and then Cincinnati, and then Notre Dame, now LSU. But that is where BK started it right there, and he built up a dominant program there for years. And what was fascinating about what he did down there is that he didn't just win and win nearly all the time. I mean, in his years, in his peak years, like, there was like a 5 or 6 year period where the average score of Grand Valley's games was something like 48-6. That was the average score over the course of an entire season.
And that's when they were, and you guys were NAIA, though, for the majority of that time, right?
Well, we didn't even have football back in Brian Kelly's day. Davenport hadn't even had it yet. So,
when did you make that transition from NAIA to D2?
What's that?
When did you make that transition from NAIA to D2?
Well, they made the decision. Then you have to go through a multi-year process of provisional status, it's called, where you have to go a couple years where, you know, you got to check all the boxes. You got to show the NCAA that you can do things from an academic and a procedural standpoint where they're watching you very closely, and then started actually playing and competing in the GLIAC. This is our fourth year in actual GLIAC play in Division II.
Yeah, I remember you guys, NAIA. My son played for Morningside College out of Northwest Iowa. And I remember you guys being just a force in basketball at the NAIA level.
Yeah, they had the national tournament. You may remember then, Mike. It was at Branson, Missouri. And
went to it.
What's that?
I actually went to it.
Oh, did you? You went to the College of the Ozarks there and saw that. They did an amazing job with that tournament, didn't they?
Every year. I was very, very impressed. Hey, let's take a trip back in time. Obviously, met you through Joe Bordeaux, my good friend and the man behind the plan with RadioSaintPete.com. You were part of that broadcast team for the East-West Shrine Game, and it's just a crying shame that it's not at the Trop anymore, because it was great for downtown St. Pete. And now downtown St. Pete, you know, is so much more vibrant, expanding, and that would have added to the allure. And for them to move it, would they move it to Vegas? It's a shame.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And it was a wonderful tournament, and that's what made it special, was the way that the whole St. Petersburg, in specific Tampa Bay in general, adopted that game and took it in and made it part of the community. And what made it special for me was not just the coverage of the game, but I got a chance to get to know about and learn about the Shriners Hospital for Children. And I worked as the sideline reporter, and each year part of my duties was to interview the student ambassadors from the Shriners Hospital. These are two kids that are picked each year that go on national tours and represent the Shriners Hospitals, the multiple hospitals across North America. And these kids are nothing short of amazing. You know, they're either missing limbs or other special handicaps. And yet to hear the incredible talent, confidence, and determination that they have with their lives is truly inspiring. And that meant a lot to me.
Well, Rick, I love your delivery, your pipes. Obviously, you're a pro. I think that Joe Bordeaux needs to put the full court press on you and get you to move down here to St. Pete, because we've got some growth plans that are going to be pretty exciting, and you'd be a great addition to our growth and kick me off the airwaves. I'll just go out and beat the streets, and you could raise the level of professionalism on this mic.
Oh, Mike, you're doing a great job. And you know what? And to answer your question in vague terms, my ears are always open.
All right, my man. Well, have a good call today over there as you guys take on Tampa. And when you're flying home?
We'll head out tomorrow, late afternoon, early evening tomorrow. So we got another day and a half still of the sun. So I'm going to head out. As soon as I hang up with you, you get back to the game at Ferg's, and I'll head down to the beach for a little while before we head over to Eckerd.
All right. Good for you guys.
What? All right. Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
I do. You're Michigan, buddy. You're Michigan State, buddy.
Sorry, I'm watching the game, dude.
He's watching the Michigan game. He's not even paying attention to the conversation.
That's all right. This is not just a game, I got to admit.
It's more than a game. It's good meeting you, sir.
All right, Rick.
Take care. God bless you both. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, let's take a break. We're coming back. We're going to talk to Mark Donahue down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. on this Super Saturday and watch party day. We'll be right back.
Halftime's over. Reset the clock.
We're going to shut them down.
Dial the down.
Do it!
And get your head in the game.
Visualize an attack. Yes. Visualize an attack.
Yes, 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 with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'll take a scotch and water. Hold the scotch.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure Bait Super Scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters. Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and they are rocking this place. It's Michigan and Ohio State. The boys tell me that the score is 7-0. Is that correct?
7-3, Mike.
7-3. So Michigan got on the board, and wasn't that fun to have a Michigan State cat on there?
That was actually great. It was a little Grand Valley State talk. That was nice.
Well,
there's some names I don't hear on here too often.
Well, now we're going to talk Florida, actually, thank God. And he's Mark Donahue. He's kind enough to walk up from work today on a crazy day down in downtown St. Pete. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here. You know, we got about 12 minutes, so let's give a little bio of you and the on the Sports Club of Tampa.
Sports Club of Tampa started in 1961. It was started by Leonard and George Levy. They have both passed away. We have a tremendous Hall of Fame group of folks that we have that we inaugurate every year. And we're having a wonderful golf tournament January 30th. And already we've got a number of Buccaneers are going to play. I think some of the Rays are going to be there. Certainly some of the Bolts. So we're very excited about that and didn't get information on our website.
Well, we like to go out and do live reports from those. So
yes,
Oscar Garner III, who you met, he was actually a caddy up at Oakland Hills. He knows more about golf and his picky figure than I do. We sent him out. He's our celebrity correspondent, caddy and broadcaster. So he'll be out covering your event on January 30th. So, A lot going on, and I mean,
yes.
You know, when I saw you, we saw you over at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Right.
It was almost parallel to going to one of your cool events.
Well, we're very it's very kind of you to say that. That was a really big production. I congratulate Barry Smith and all the inductees, Dexter Jackson, unbelievable group of guys, and that was a great evening.
Now you had Dexter Jackson. I think about a month and a half or two months prior to that.
Our speakers so far this year have been a series of Brian's plus Dexter. We had Brian Bradley from the Lightning. We had Coach Brian Gregory of USF Men's Basketball.
Yeah.
We had Dexter come and give a tremendous speech. He's on our Hall of Fame ballot this year. I hope and expect him to get in.
What a great guy.
Very great guy. And then on December 7th, Brian Anderson from the Rays will be our guest speaker. And Gary Koch, January 11th, to come talk about golf. He'll be able to say whatever he wants to these
days. A quick little story.
Yeah.
Barry Smith was sitting right there on Wednesday. We did a live almost three-hour broadcast for the celebration. And Barry stopped. Remember that bend? He goes, there's Gary Koch walking right up the street. This guy was a spitting image. It could have been his cousin because I was going to grab him.
Yeah.
So you had Gary Koch.
Nice guy. And then we're going to have Brian Ald in February come talk to us about the 25th anniversary of the Rays. So we got a great lineup.
Is this the 25th anniversary here?
Yes, it is.
2023?
Yep. Randy Grimes is going to be our speaker in March.
Randy's on our show often.
The Grammatica brothers are going to come and speak. They're going to be on our dais as well at our regular monthly meetings, dinner meetings.
Yeah, Randy has a superb story. In fact, he was on last week was our second anniversary show, and he was kind enough to join us as well.
Great man.
Now, I know one thing we got to do a little plug for.
Sure.
Your Jesuit Tigers. Did you go to the game?
I did not. We had company in town, relatives in town, and the Tigers, I've only been to one game this year. They lost, so I figured maybe I should.
Oh, it's one of those karma deals. Yeah, you're one of those guys.
We don't believe in that unless it happens once, and then you believe.
Yeah, well, I know you're doing a lot of the Hail Marys.
Coach asked me to stay away, so I said, whatever I can do, help.
Coach Matt Thompson, but as I mentioned, I formed a friendship with Marcus Pascal from Largo, but those young kids put up a heck of a fight, 3-0 at halftime, and you're taking on a perennial power that has depth. And I did a little analysis. We'll get Matt over after they win the state championship. How's that for?
That would be fantastic.
And
one game at a time.
Precisely. But he has a young team. He had some guys that made differences last night that were freshmen, sophomore. And he's got an offensive lineman that's on everybody's radar that's a sophomore now. I met him last year as a freshman. I can't think of his name, but he's on every Power 5 program
right
watch list. Got to be kind of fun. Hey, one other thing from a Jesuit perspective.
Yes.
Ben and I were blessed, and you set it up. Talking to Leonard Davis.
Leonard George.
Leonard George. I called him Leonard Davis twice.
No problem.
Leonard George, what an incredible story.
Unbelievable gentleman to this day. First African-American to play at the University of Florida. First African-American to score a touchdown against Alabama in Alabama. He ended up being a defensive back, but he was a great running back at Jesuit on the state championship team of 1968. Great group of guys.
Well, Leonard, to talk about a humble human being.
Very much.
And to go through what he did in the racial strife of that era.
Most definitely.
And he's just so upbeat, man.
No, he's a true gentleman. And he really got the worst of it his junior year. They really sought him out when Jesuit did not make the state finals. But they targeted him, really, that school did.
He's the Jackie Robinson, essentially, of Florida high school sports and Florida collegiate sports.
Yeah.
And to actually go to Alabama, and when I went to see that documentary they did, we talked about, they had to get police escorts. But in many cases, the police escorts, they were anti Leonard George.
They were not necessarily happy. It was, I grew up in that time, so I remember it very well.
Talk about profiles and courage. Yep. But what a great guy, man.
Leonard is a great guy.
And what was the guy, he's a character that was with him?
Robert Piccarelli.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Still coaching at Jesuit JV.
Well, and he's also helps coach track.
Oh yeah. No, he was great.
He loved track and field.
Star as well.
Yep. Oh yeah. That was a great time. So, what kind of golf game do you have?
Not very good.
You're right in with this. You need to come down and Oscar will be over there. I may just take the whole set over there for your event.
That would be great.
We'll have our sports channel to stream up, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be great. I think we're going to have a lot of celebrities there. It's really going to be a great time. I'll give you a little package of stuff right there. This is the package.
We'll be doing plenty of promotions. We had Brandy Winans on last week for the second anniversary. And Brandy, she brought flyers for me to hand out. We'll display those.
She and Lou Maggio are running that whole thing for us, the whole golf tournament.
It takes a little pressure off you, my friend.
Oh, my gosh. I got plenty to do.
And I love golf tournaments. We'll get you some swag. And right now, I'm up to four courses. I'm not going to start this until December, but we're going to start doing Christmas vacation trivia, and we're going to do Caddyshack trivia. I'm getting the big O ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
And give away golf passes, but we'll save some for your event as well.
Very good.
For pin prizes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And all you got to do is allow me on the ground. You'll welcome him with open arms, I'm sure. All right. Well, did you have a great Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving. A lot of relatives in town, so it was real fun.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you taking time.
Thank
to come up.
You for,
You're welcome anytime to come and promote the great cause that you guys do, and a superb sports club, Tampa Bay, puts on great events and wind things down. Hour number one. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.